Welcome to L'Espluga FM Radio.
Avui la nostra història va d'una noia que es diu Gina i el seu cabell. A Gina li encanta el seu cabell perquè està tot molt gros i molt abogerada. Però als nens del col·le no li agrada tant. Gina's crazy hair. On Monday, Gina waved goodbye to her mum and went into school. Gina had done her own hair that morning. It was wild. Gina loved it. When she walked down the corridor to class, a group of girls pointed at Gina and laughed.
Ah, Gina, your hair is terrible. You look like a lion.
Gina went to class. She was sad. That evening at home, Gina decided to change her hair. She coloured it red and tied it up with a green bow. On Tuesday, when she walked down the corridor to class, a group of girls pointed at Gina and laughed.
Ah, Gina, your hair's terrible. You look like you have a strawberry on your head.
Gina went to class. She was sad. That evening at home, Gina decided to change her hair. She coloured it blue. On Wednesday, when she walked down the corridor to class, a group of girls pointed at Gina and laughed.
Ah, Gina, your hair's terrible. You look like you have a waterfall on your head.
Gina went to class. She was sad. That evening at home, Gina decided to change her hair again. She coloured it pink and made it very curly. On Thursday, when she walked down the corridor to class, a group of girls pointed at Gina and laughed.
Gina, your hair's terrible. You look like you have candy floss on your head.
Gina went to class. She was very sad. On Friday morning, Gina did nothing with her hair. She had a shower, she dried her hair. It was wild, as usual. Today, Gina was excited because the teacher was going to announce the parts for the school play. They were going to act in the theatre. Gina really wanted to be in the play.
I hope I get a part, she said to herself.
Just then, the teacher came in with the list in her hand and stuck it on the wall for all the students to look at. The students crowded round. Gina looked. She was top of the list. The play was called Lion Goes to London, and Gina was the star of the show. Gina was the lion. The other children said,
"Oh, congratulations, Gina. You will be a perfect lion."